The Traveler's Journal, August 10th. Wandering through a shining Schönbrunn. It's easy to understand why Austria's Habsburg monarchs loved summer. The season let them escape to the pastoral pleasures of Schönbrunn, their magnificent estate on the edge of the Vienna woods. The Emperor Charles VI first dreamed of turning his hunting estate into an Austrian Versailles, but most of the work took place during the 40-year reign of his daughter, the Empress Maria Theresa. It was she for whom young Mozart played in 1762. The white and gold mirrored hall in which that concert took place is one of 2,000 rooms in the Rococo Palace. Napoleon made himself at home at Schönbrunn while his troops occupied Vienna. Emperor Franz Joseph, who ruled for 86 years, always said he felt like a child there. Outside the palace, the vast French-style park blossomed with ornamental flower beds, ornate topiary, and green promenades lined with marble statuary. There was a private zoo and great glass houses in which palm trees and butterflies prospered. The view from the colonnade on a small hill on the grounds offered a sweeping panorama of Vienna. All that is still there. Now just a short subway ride from downtown Vienna, Schönbrunn has long been a public park, popular with both the city citizens and visitors. The sprawling complex was hard for the government to maintain, but a private company took over it and made many much-needed restorations. Schönbrunn is once again an enchanting place to spend a Viennese summer afternoon. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.